Welcome to the dialogue. My name is Murray Hebert from the Sumitro Chair on Southeast Asia Studies. My guest today is Andrew White, the Managing Director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Jakarta. Andrew, you've been in Washington the last few days, but welcome to Washington. Good but evening. As the head of the AmCham in Indonesia, what do your companies see as some of the biggest opportunities and challenges they face in Indonesia these days?
Well, I think the opportunities are self-evident in the sense of the size of the population, 240 million people, rising middle class, a young population, wealth of natural resources strategically located in Asia. You know, we're here this week, Murray, because we're talking about an FDI report, which we, AmCham, the U.S. Chamber, did last year to assess just how much U.S. companies have invested in Indonesia. And we are today, and I think it's one of the best-kept secrets around, U.S. companies, the largest investors in Indonesia. We've invested $65 billion over the last 9 years. The opportunities are in the next 3 to 5 years, U.S. companies are prepared to invest an additional $61 billion, which is half the amount of investment income that Indonesia has targeted for this time period. The challenges, there are three challenges. One is the regulatory uncertainty. Two is the infrastructure or lack of infrastructure. And three is the need for more human capital, and particularly human capital in the sense of a 21st century economy, which is what Indonesia aspires to become.
Indonesia earlier this month passed a new trade law, and people are looking at it carefully, trying to figure out what exactly it's all about. How do you have any ideas yet how it might affect U.S. companies that trade with and invest in Indonesia?
Well, the trade law itself, it's a framework for trade. And in and of itself, I'd say our companies are neutral. The concern, however, comes back to one of the challenges in Indonesia, which is regulatory uncertainty. And our companies are concerned that there won't be enough give and take, there won't be enough of opening up the dialogue as these regulations begin to take place further down the road on the trade bill. So what we're here and what we're talking with the Indonesian government is there needs to be more of a dialogue as regulations are being prepared. So that's the concern right now, particularly as Indonesia's economy is beginning to slow down, as the quantitative easing is beginning to have its impact in Indonesia. The risk, if Indonesia doesn't begin to be more transparent as it develops regulations, that companies will sit on the sidelines and not invest the capital that's needed to continue the growth of the economy.
A little over 2 months ago, a new ban on raw materials went into effect in Indonesia. How has this affected the U.S. companies operating in that space?
Well, tremendously. In fact, there have been no exports since January. Since that ban on exports. Freeport, Newmont have stopped the exports of copper, gold, and that's going to have a tremendous negative impact in Indonesia, both in terms of the current account deficit, tax revenues, and ultimately employment, unless that issue is resolved in short order.
So this year is a big election year in Indonesia. You're having parliamentary and presidential elections in the months ahead. How do you think this election will affect the business climate? Do you expect any of the business climate issues to be affected by who's elected president?
Oh, the elections in and of themselves we think are a great thing, and we don't think the candidates are the ones that they're talking about now. There's much daylight between any of the candidates. So we don't see things necessarily changing in terms of the broad framework of investment and trade. Again, the companies themselves, their biggest concern, with or without the election, is the regulatory uncertainty in Indonesia, the need for more infrastructure development and human capital. In this election year, of course, things will begin to slow down. In any country where elections take place, you know, politics trumps policy, which is why AmCham this year is taking it upon ourselves to continue to talk to the Indonesian government with our companies to talk about constructive, proactive solutions so when the new president does come on board, we don't start from scratch there.
Andrew White, American Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Murray.